Hello and welcome to Penalty on the Podcaster, the weekly-ish NFL predicting podcast. This week, week one of the 2024 NFL season. Man, it was really nice last night to feed my football addiction with a pretty good game. I wasn't a huge fan of the result, but it was a pretty good game, really close, and the reffing wasn't egregiously bad for once, which is nice. Of course, there was that deal with the timeout, and I mean, it's just a ref mistake. It doesn't even rise to, like, favoritism levels of ref mistake. It's just a ref who had no idea what they were doing. And a lot of people were calling for the Chiefs to be penalized for the timeout, but in reality, they didn't do anything wrong. It's just that the official shouldn't be granting the timeout. And the official that would be granting the timeout if Reed had called it didn't actually recognize the timeout. However, I think the back judge is the guy who recognized the timeout, and he really shouldn't have. And I mean, the problem is it did hurt the Ravens, because if you look at it, Steve Spagnuolo was calling a timeout because he didn't like how the defensive alignment was looking. And, you know, if he doesn't like it, there's a good chance. I think there was a pretty decent chance that the Ravens scored on that play if that play was allowed to go. And even though they, you know, nothing really happened, they just got a timeout, the Ravens don't get that chance on an unprepared defense. Again, they get the prepared defense. Still, I think it was a pretty good game. And now, today, that's Friday the 6th, there is a game, which makes me very excited. Because I love football, and there's more, you know, it's more football. Alright, so, let's get into predictions. So, we have the Packers versus the Eagles in Sao Paulo. Now, there are some injuries. Tucker Kraft and Marshawn Lloyd are questionable. And so is Emmanuel Wilson. Kraft has a back injury, and he was really good last season. So, really, really a problem if he doesn't play. I think they'll push him. For the Eagles, Isaiah Rodgers and Devin White are both out, which is also a problem in the secondary. But still, the Eagles are looking very good, and so are the Packers. The Packers are, they really picked it up last season. The problem is Jordan Love is horribly overpaid. He should not be making the amount he did. He had one good season. He should not be making over $45 million a year. He should be making, in my opinion, I think the way the market is right now, I'd give him $42 million a year. Maybe. I'm not giving him, I forgot what insane amount of money he's making, but there's no way I'd give him that much money. Oh my god, 4 years, $220 million. That's $55 million a year. I wouldn't give him that. Anyway, Jalen Hurts is going to be back with a vengeance, kind of, because of last season. Saquon Barkley, he's a bit overpaid for the injury proneness, but of course, I do expect him to be really good. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, of course. And the recent acquisition of Jahan Dotson is big. He was pretty good on the Washington football team. I think that's what they were called when he was there. Maybe, I think, and also when they were the Commanders, too. He was pretty good there. I expect him to be pretty good alongside, and he was playing alongside Terry McLaurin. Now he's going to be playing alongside Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Now, it's not like the Packers have bad players. Jordan Love is still a really good quarterback. Josh Jacobs is still a good running back, even though he had a really disappointing season last year. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed. I don't think much needs to be said there. And really, the Packers are really going to be a problem for the Eagles. It's not going to be easy, but I don't think it's going to be impossible. I really do think that the Eagles can pull out the win here. I think it's going to be a great game. They chose a great game for Brazil to bring football that they're down below the equator. And the defenses, you can't sleep on either of these defenses with, you know, Preston Smith being on Green Bay, and Rashawn Gary and Quay Walker, Jair Alexander and Xavier McKinney, of course, on that amazing secondary. And with the Eagles, they did lose Hassan Reddick, but they did gain Bryce Huff. They do still have Brandon Graham, although he will be in a backup role to Huff. Of course, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, and Milton Williams are also on that team. And they do have C.J. Gardner-Johnson at strong safety, and big play Darius Slay at cornerback on the right side. And so this is going to be an interesting game for sure. I think it's going to be close. I think that the Eagles are going to pull it out 24-21. Definitely looking at two Jalen Hurts touchdowns and a Saquon Barkley touchdown, I think. With a touchdown for Devontae Smith. I think three touchdowns for Jordan Love. And I have absolutely no idea who those are going to be to. There are so many great receivers on that team. There's no telling who those touchdowns are going to be to. I think Packers are going to turn it over twice. Eagles are going to turn it over once. Now, going back to the injury report. Steelers at Falcons. Not. Roman Wilson is out for the Steelers. Russell Wilson is questionable with a calf injury. I have no idea who's better there, Fields or Wilson. Wilson has looked terrible. Fields has looked good at times. And for the Falcons, Antonio Hamilton, the cornerback, is out. I don't have any idea. It's kind of a toss-up. Falcons are playing against their old head coach, who's now in the offensive coordinator role. I think with the new Raheem Morris leadership of Atlanta, I think they can pull this out 20-13. Patriots-Bengals, this is going to be a slaughter. And I don't see this going the Patriots' way. Ja'Marr Chase is questionable, though, but not injury-related. They're just resting a player. So maybe he plays. T. Higgins is doubtful, though, so that's a bit rough. But Joe Burrow is going to be back. I think he's definitely going to throw four touchdowns. There's really nothing for the Patriots here. I guess Drake May can throw a touchdown or two, but it's not looking good for him. I think it's going to be 35-14. The Bengals defense is also pretty good. Texans, Colts, this is going to be good. Anthony Richardson is going to be back this season, but maybe he runs a bit more conservatively so he doesn't hurt himself again. However, Josh Downs is out and Matt Gay is questionable. I remember when Matt Gay was on the Rams. I remember when we had a good kicker. I miss those days. But the Rams are coming up. Right now, it's Texans versus Colts. Second pick versus, fourth pick. Richardson was the fourth pick. Second pick versus fourth pick in the 2023 draft. And I'm really excited to see how this shakes out. The Texans' defense is definitely better than the Colts' defense. I really think Anthony Richardson is going to throw a touchdown and rush for a touchdown, but in the end, it's going to be the Texans with three touchdowns from C.J. Stroud. I think they're going to take it 27-14. Vikings, Giants, J.J. McCarthy's debut. I don't know. You know, I don't know how he's going to be. I kind of wish the Rams took him, but they didn't do poorly. Giants have Daniel Jones. I think he will not be good. Prove his contract is way overblown. I think the Vikings are going to take it. I don't really know by how much. So I'll just go like 23-20. Titans, Bears. Okay, so Jamal Adams is out. And DeAndre Hopkins is questionable for the Titans. Titans did just pick up Ernest Jones from the Rams, which makes me very, very sad. They got a very, very good deal on him. A steal. I'll call it a steal. And I really think he's going to be good. It's a pretty good defense. Keenan Allen is questionable, though. Montez Sweat and DeMarcus Walker are also questionable. I mean, but Keenan Allen is always hurt. Caleb Williams. I remember the guy from USC. So if he's half as good as he was at USC, the Bears are absolutely going to win this. The Titans really don't have much, by the way, of offense. They do have, you know, Tyjae Spears, but they don't have Derrick Henry anymore. But Tyjae Spears, there's something there for him, definitely. But I think they signed Tony Pollard. Yeah, they did. Who's going to be over him? I don't know. He hasn't seemed the same since he broke, I think, his femur or one of the bones in his leg. It's either femur, tibia, or fibula. But I think the Bears are actually going to pull this one out. I think Caleb Williams is going to throw for like three touchdowns in a 27-17 victory for the Bears. All right, the Redbirds versus the Bills. And I mean, not really much in the way of injuries for both these teams. I don't have any faith in the Cardinals winning anything at all. I mean, like, I think they will win games, not a lot of games. Anyway, you know, see, like, Josh Allen, right? He gets clowned on a lot, but he can be very good. And that tight end position there, Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox, is incredible. It's a really good one. And James Cook, of course, they did lose Stephon Diggs, but they have, like, Keon Coleman and Curtis Samuel and Khalil Shakir. So they're receiving core isn't the best, but their defense, Greg Rousseau, Ed Oliver, they were really good at pressuring the quarterback last year. And so, I just don't see a win from the Cardinals. Even though they have Marvin Harrison Jr., I think the Bills just pull it out. Two sacks of Kyler Murray and a 24-10 win for the Bills. And now the next game is Panthers at Saints. Oh, this is going to be quite bad. And I don't see this game being any good. Who do the Saints even have at quarterback? He's kind of a nobody. Oh, yeah. Isn't it like Derek Carr? Oh yeah, they did get Derek Carr. And they haven't moved on from him. yet. I don't know. There's definitely... I mean, Bryce Young's going to be back. But I just don't see anything coming of it from him. I think he throws two interceptions and takes two sacks. And the Saints win 24-13. Jaguars, Dolphins. This is going to be good. I definitely think the Dolphins are going to win. Pretty good defense. Amazing offense. I don't see a way the Jags are going to win this. I think Tua is going to throw like four touchdowns. And Trevor Lawrence is going to throw like two. I think it's going to be 31-17 Dolphins. Tyreek Hill catches two touchdowns. And Devon Achane runs for a touchdown or two. Now, Broncos versus Seahawks. I remember this was the week one, like a while ago. And I think the Seahawks won 16-15 because of a missed field goal. Anyway, they fired Nathaniel Hackett a while ago. And now their quarterback situation is looking a bit rough. It really is. Ever since they traded for Russell Wilson, the Broncos quarterback situation has been so bad. They traded away so much to get who I said at the time was a declining player. I already said that was a terrible trade. And yeah, it was. He wasn't just not good, he was like actively bad and losing them games. And their quarterback situation hasn't been the same. But yes, they did draft Bo Nix. You know, I think he can be good. I really think he can. Javonte Williams back. They did get rid of all their receivers. Jerry Jeudy. But I don't know. The Seahawks have been overhyped since they made the playoffs like 2 years ago because of the worst officiated game I've ever seen. And really, I don't know who's going to win. I don't think either of them is very good. But I think the Seahawks still have that edge. They have a proven quarterback at Geno Smith. The Broncos have Bo Nix, who I don't think is guaranteed to be terrible. But I don't know if he's got it in him first game to come out and win. I think the Seahawks take this one 17-14. Raiders, Chargers. I mean, I think Joe Alt had like a bunch of false starts in the preseason. I really think they should have taken the receiver at the time, Malik Nabers. Of course, it's almost impossible to, you know, get a tackle that's good, that's reliable, but I think receiver was their biggest need because, I mean, Justin Herbert's going to be throwing it all over the place and everyone's going to be dropping it. There won't be, like, no catches in this game because the receiving corps is, like, led by Ladd McConkey. They also have, like, Josh Palmer and Quinton Dropston. It's not like the Raiders are good, but they have someone who can, like, you know, catch, which is typically quite important when it comes to football. If passes can be completed, it typically raises the chance of winning versus when no passes are completed. But they do have Gardner Minshew at quarterback. I'm not saying he's, like, bad, but no Justin Herbert. I don't know. I still think, like, I think the Chargers are going to struggle with... I really think the Chargers are going to be struggling with catching. And I don't think they're going to be struggling with running so much because of the offensive line when they have Joe Alt. But I mean, like, who's their running back? They did lose Austin Eckler, who was declining, admittedly. And that was just the start of an insane offseason. But yeah, they have Gus Edwards. And I think that Jim Harbaugh is a running coach, so it does kind of make sense. But I think the receiving core is going to do really poorly. I think Justin Herbert's going to throw one touchdown, but a bunch of opportunities are going to be missed by the receivers. I think the Raiders are going to pull this out in a low-scoring game, 20-14. I think it's going to be a lame game. Cowboys versus Browns, and yeah, I think this has some good potential to be an interesting game. The Browns have Deshaun Watson. The Cowboys have Dak Prescott. The receivers for Dallas, I think, are much better. CeeDee Lamb, you know. I think the Cowboys are going to pull this out in a pretty good game, but the defenses are going to go off. I think they're going to be like eight total sacks this game. I think the Cowboys are just going to barely pull this out. 27-24. No, wait, that's high. That's high for the defensive greatness of both teams. I think 20-17 is closer to what will actually happen. Now, Commanders versus Buccaneers. In an instant, the Buccaneers looked so good last season. Baker Mayfield is going to throw like three touchdowns on the Washington losers. Definitely, I think I definitely think that the Bucs are going to win 27-13. Ooh, Rams at Lions. I'm so excited. Rob Havenstein is questionable for the Rams, but I really think the Rams are going to win. They're such a good team. They're both such good teams, but the Rams' defensive line has me so excited. You know, we get to see Kobe Turner again and Byron Young again, and we get to see Jared Verse and Braden Fisk. This is an exciting group. The secondary got better with Trey Davis White and also maintaining Kobe Durant. And get to see Puka Nacua again, Cooper Kupp not entering the season injured. I'm legitimately very, very, very excited. I'm really excited to see Stafford again. This is going to be a good game. I think this is going to be revenge for all the nonsense that happened in the NFC wild card. I think the Rams should have won that game. And it was a pretty poorly officiated game for both sides. There was, of course, that false start that got called in the Lions that was definitely an offsides on Ernest Jones. But there was also those two missed pass interference calls that were pretty egregious. Two of them. And the 1 point loss kind of sucked. Anyway, this has me excited, and I think the Rams are going to win. I think and one more thing to be excited about the Rams. The Michigan guy, Blake Corum, that guy, one of the greatest running backs that played college football last year. Can't believe he was third off the board at like number 83. He went so late. Kyren Williams, of course, is back. The leading yards per game last season. He did miss a few games, but he ended up like top three in the league in rushing yards. I am so excited for this to happen. I think three sacks by the Rams defense. An interception thrown by Stafford. And three touchdowns thrown by Goff. Three touchdowns thrown by Stafford, four touchdowns thrown by Goff, a rushing touchdown from the Rams, either Blake Corum or Kyren Williams, 120 yards combined rushing from Rams backs, a 100-yard game from Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua catches a touchdown, and two sacks of Stafford, but the Rams, I think, are going to win 31-28 in a great game. I can't wait for Sunday. This is going to be Sunday night football, as it should be. Monday night football, I'm so excited. I get like a half day on Monday at school so I can watch this. And of course it's the Jets at the 49ers. I don't like the 49ers one bit. Now, I give Aaron Rodgers 47 seconds of game time before the next major catastrophic injury puts him out of the year. And when we're counting that time, I'm counting, like, the time that the play is running, so snap to down, 47 seconds, which is actually kind of generous, given that the average play is, I think, like, 10-ish seconds. So that's 4 or 5 plays. It's more than last time, where he played 5 plays and didn't complete a single pass during that time. The Jets, of course, have Breece Hall. 49ers have McCaffrey. And, you know, Brock Purdy, blah, blah, blah. Aaron Rodgers absolutely getting hurt. Yeah, the Jets receivers are also pretty good. But I really think, but obviously the 49ers are going to do it. Who's going to hurt Aaron Rodgers this time is the question. I think it could actually be Leonard Floyd. If you don't know, Leonard Floyd was on the Bills last year. He did really well and sacked Aaron Rodgers and tore his Achilles. I think he could do it again. Because now he's on the 49ers. I don't like that he's on the 49ers. He won a Super Bowl with the Rams in 2021, where he had a sack in the game. And I think he had like 9 sacks that year. He really did well that year. Anyway, the defensive line is looking so scary there with Nick Bosa. So I think definitely Aaron Rodgers is getting sacked once, and then the next guy is getting sacked 4 times. I think Breece Hall will rush for like 2 touchdowns. I think that's something that's possible. But I think Christian McCaffrey's going to rush for 2, and Brock Purdy's going to throw for 3. And it's a lot more than... And I don't think there will be any passing touchdowns, even though Garrett Wilson and everything. And Mike Williams. I think it's going to... for the Jets. So I think it's going to be like 35-14. And, My Jets fan friends are going to be mad at me, but... yeah, there's no way they're winning. Anyway, that's it for this week. I'm excited to be back. I'm hopefully going to do more off-season stuff at the end of next off-season. But right now, stay in the moment. Savor the 6 beautiful months of the NFL season. Alright. Now, that's the week. I'm really excited for it. I'm going to go watch the Friday game in Brazil now. You should too. And you know what else you should do? You should hear more of me next episode.